This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This summer, Weekend Edition is launching Place and Memory. It's a project about places that we cherished and no longer exist. And we'd like you to participate by sending us some of your favorite long-gone locales. Place and Memory is a production of Big Shed Audio. Big Shed is Shay Shackelford and Jennifer Deer. Shay Shackelford joined us in our studio. Shay, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And give us a kind of sneak preview of what we can expect.
We've designed this project as a place where people can share their memories about the places that were once important to them. So we'll be running the series over the summer on the radio. And in tandem with that will be a website at placeandmemory.com where, well, basically you'll find a map. And if you've got places in mind that you're remembering that were once important to you that aren't there anymore, you can stick a pin in the map and essentially put a placeholder for that spot. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the place and start adding your own stories, your own photos, your own videos or pictures or whatever you've got.
You've had a fair amount of responses so far, haven't you?
We have.
Anything you can share?
Sure. Well, actually, this was the first message that we got, which I thought was an auspicious beginning. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
Great.
Hi, I'm Leslie Manday. My memories go to the mid-60s at Hialeah Racetrack, where I used to pony and gallop horses. Going down the lane between the barns and the racetrack was a cathedral of Australian pines that met above the horse and rider about 50 feet in the air. And then we turn out to the track, and there was the sun coming up over a big, huge hedge and glistening on the infield, which was now filled with gaudy flamingos. And we would gallop our horses, and you can see their breath coming out, and you hear the rhythm of the breathing and going, that's the sound of a horse galloping successfully.
What an extraordinary recollection. Shay, we look forward to hearing these stories in the coming months. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That's producer Shay Shackelford. You know, Shay, I've got my own place to
tell
you about.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Camp Indianola, Madison, Wisconsin. Hundreds of boys, scores of cabins and counselors, spending 8 weeks of summer along the shores of Dulcet, Lake Mendota, swimming, splashing. Cue the crickets here. Making lanyards, playing baseball, singing camp songs, and telling some of the crudest, most appalling jokes you've ever heard. Bring those crickets up full. I'm told that the grounds of Camp Indianola are now part of an apartment complex. But this week, we'd like to recapture that time of fireflies, s'mores, and short cheating beds. We're joined now from Chicago by Stuart A. Cohn. Mr. Cohn is a corporate attorney there in Chicago, but quite some time ago. He was Stu Cohn and went to Camp Indianola with me through Cabins 14, 18, Cedar Lodge, and Crow's Nest. I'm amazed I remember that. Hello, Stu.
Good afternoon.
And joining us from the studios of KQED in San Francisco, Neil P. Cohn, who is also an attorney. He went to Yale, Vanderbilt, Harvard, and Cambridge. He's considered an expert in criminal law. He's written many books, served as a special prosecutor, and will return next year as a visiting professor at Brooklyn Law and Florida State. I don't care how distinguished he gets. He'll always be Captain Neil, our counselor. Thanks very much for being with us.
What a pleasure it is, and I'm glad you finally have gotten my name correct. Captain Neil is correct.
Thank you. You'll always be Captain Neil to us. Stewie?
Yes, Scott.
All of the activities that were there at Camp Indianola, do you remember them nearly as much as you remember just nonsense in the cabin?
I really remember the camaraderie most. There were very few amenities. I'm appalled to think that row toilets without dividers didn't bother me at that stage of my life. And I would say this if Captain Neil were not on the line here, but these camps, I've had involvement with summer camps with our children over the years at Indianola. All of these camps is you can have a great physical plant, nice group of kids, great program, but if you don't have a really dynamite staff, you don't have much of a camp. And that's really what made it a great time of life for us, was just the quality of the staff was the heart and soul of the camp for me and my memories.
Yeah. Captain Neil, were we a bunch of schmucks?
No. You were good kids, smart kids, not a bunch of schmucks at all. I remember one camper in particular. His name was Scott Simon.
Yeah.
At the age of 12, and your listeners may be interested in this, had written a political novel and was working on it that very summer. And I had read part of it, and it was phenomenally good for a 12-year-older.
Well, thank you. Nice of you to say that. Wait, but like on Sunday nights, there'd be some kind of council fire, right?
Yes, there would be, yeah.
We sang, people told stories, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to remember some of those. There was something about the, was it the Russian song? I'm Lenin, you're Trotsky, the Russian Diplomatsky.
We have overthrown the Tsar.
Now we are the conqueror.
Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho. I'm Lenin, you're
Trotsky. We're the Russian diplomats. Captain Neil, I would find this conversation incomplete if I didn't tell you how important you were to us.
Well, thank you.
You meant a lot to us. I think for people like me and Stewie, you came along at just the right time for us. And I must say, the choices we've made in life or the courses we've taken, you know, they're not immaterial to the example that you provided us. Did we do anything for you?
Not much. You sort of interfered with my social life. You helped provide me with a wonderful summer, and indeed, several years later, I came back to Indianola and had another lovely experience, but not the same quality or kind that I did with you and Stu in that cabin.
Oh, Stu, I guess what? We'd been thrown out at that point when Neil came back?
I think we were persona non grata. I also, Scott, you may have left out one line on Captain Neil's resume, which made the deepest impression on me. As I recall, he had a pro ball contract as a catcher.
That's right.
There was a time when I could squat and throw.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, gentlemen, it's been wonderful getting together with both of you. Thanks so much.
Great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Stu, do you think we can muster one chorus of Camp Indianola?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. And if you want to join in, Captain Neil, it's fine with us.
But, well, thank you.
Our Camp Indianola. Neath badger skies of blue. As the years pass, we'll all remember our days here are too few. And as night shades fall, we'll hear the bugles call. And we'll give all to be with you. Saved by the Band, Place in Memory, part of this summer's Maker's Quest series in NPR. It's a project of the Association of Independents and Radio to add your stories to place and memory, to see pictures of me at Camp Indianola. Oh, that's an incentive. Come to npr.org/quest.